Hello and welcome to your GCSE Mathematics Revision Podcast. I am really glad you have decided to spend some time with me today because we are going to be working through one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire GCSE Mathematics course. Today's topic is fractions, decimals, and percentages. Number topic one. Now, I want you to think of this episode as sitting down with a really knowledgeable tutor who has seen thousands of exam scripts and knows exactly what earns marks and what loses them. That is exactly the perspective I'm going to bring you today. So whether you are sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, the core content here applies to you. By the end of this episode, you will be able to convert fluently between fractions, decimals, and percentages. You'll be able to apply percentage changes using the powerful multiplier method. You will be able to express one quantity as a fraction of another, even when that fraction is greater than one. And you will know the most common mistakes that candidates make so you can avoid them entirely. These skills are genuinely worth marks in almost every paper you will sit, so let us get into it. Let us start right at the beginning with the big picture idea. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are all just different ways of expressing the same thing, a part of a whole. They are three languages that all say the same thing. Think of a pizza that has been cut into 8 equal slices. If you eat 3 of those slices, you have eaten 3/8 of the pizza. Written as a fraction, that is 3/8. Written as a decimal, that is 0.375. Written as a percentage, that is 37.5%. Same amount of pizza, three different ways of saying it. That is the core idea. And everything else in this topic builds from it. Now let us look at the first major skill, converting between fractions and decimals. The rule for going from a fraction to a decimal is beautifully simple. Divide the numerator by the denominator. The numerator is the top number, the denominator is the bottom number. So 3/8 means 3 divided by 8. If you do that division, you get 0.375. This is what we call a terminating decimal. It terminates, meaning it stops, it ends. Not all fractions give terminating decimals. 1/3, for example, gives 0.3333, going on forever. That is a recurring decimal. For GCSE, you will mainly be working with terminating decimals, and the key insight is that a fraction will give a terminating decimal if and only if its denominator, when fully simplified, has no prime factors other than 2 and 5. So halves, quarters, eighths, fifths, tenths, twentieths all give terminating decimals. Thirds, sixths, sevenths, ninths, these give recurring decimals. Now, going the other way, from a decimal to a fraction, the method is to write the decimal as a fraction over a power of 10, and then simplify. 0.6 has one decimal place, so it becomes 6/10. Then you simplify by dividing both numerator and denominator by their highest common factor, which is 2. 6/10 simplifies to 3/5. 0.375 has three decimal places, so it becomes 375/1,000. The highest common factor of 375 and 1,000 is 125. Dividing both by 125 gives 3/8. The step that candidates most often miss is that simplification step. Examiners will award the mark for the correct simplified fraction, and leaving the answer as 375/1,000 when the question asks for a fraction in its simplest form will cost you that mark. Always simplify. Now let us move on to percentages. The word percent comes from the Latin per centum, meaning per hundred. So a percentage is literally a number of parts per hundred. 25% means 25 out of every hundred. As a fraction, that is 25/100, which simplifies to 1/4. As a decimal, it is 0.25. This per hundred definition is something examiners sometimes ask you to state directly, so make sure you know it. A percentage is a number of parts per hundred. Converting between percentages and decimals is straightforward. To convert a percentage to a decimal, divide by 100, which is the same as moving the decimal point two places to the left. So 45% becomes 0.45. 72% becomes 0.72. 3% becomes 0.03. Be careful with small percentages, that 0 before the 3 is important. To convert a decimal to a percentage, multiply by 100, move the decimal point two places to the right. 0.8 becomes 80%. 0.06 becomes 6%. Now, I want to spend some time on what I think is the most powerful idea in this entire topic, multiplicative reasoning and the multiplier method. This is the approach that examiners at the higher tier expect, and it is genuinely faster and more reliable than working out percentages in steps. Here is the idea. When you apply a percentage change, you are scaling a quantity by a certain factor. That factor is called the multiplier. If you want to increase something by 20%, you are keeping the original 100% and adding 20%, giving you 120% of the original. 120% as a decimal is 1.2. So to increase by 20%, you multiply by 1.2. If you want to decrease by 15%, you are keeping 85% of the original. 85% as a decimal is 0.85. So to decrease by 15%, you multiply by 0.85. The general rule is, for an increase of r percent, the multiplier is 1 plus r divided by 100. For a decrease of r percent, the multiplier is 1 minus r divided by 100. Let me walk you through a worked example. A jacket has an original price of 240 pounds. It is reduced by 30% in a sale. What is the sale price? Using the multiplier method, a decrease of 30% means the multiplier is 1 minus 30 divided by 100, which is 1 minus 0.3, which is 0.7. So the sale price is 240 multiplied by 0.7, which equals 168 pounds. One step, one multiplication, done. Compare that to the traditional method. Find 30% of 240, which is 72, then subtract from 240 to get 168. Both give the same answer, but the multiplier method is faster and less likely to go wrong under exam pressure. The multiplier method also makes reverse percentage problems much more manageable. A reverse percentage question gives you the value after a percentage change and asks you to find the original. For example, after a 20% increase, a price is 360 pounds. What was the original price? The multiplier for a 20% increase is 1.2. So 360 equals original price multiplied by 1.2. Dividing both sides by 1.2 gives the original price as 300 pounds. Candidates who try to work backwards by finding 20% of 360 and subtracting will get the wrong answer. That is a very common error. Always divide by the multiplier to reverse a percentage change. Now let us look at expressing one quantity as a fraction of another. The method is, write the first quantity as the numerator and the second quantity as the denominator, ensure both are in the same units, then simplify. For example, what fraction of 1 hour is 20 minutes? Both quantities must be in the same unit. 1 hour is 60 minutes, so the fraction is 20 over 60. The highest common factor of 20 and 60 is 20. Dividing both by 20 gives 1 over 3. So 20 minutes is 1/3 of an hour. Now here is something that trips candidates up. The fraction can be greater than 1. If the first quantity is larger than the second, the fraction will be an improper fraction, greater than 1. For example, what fraction of 40 centimeters is 1 meter? 1 meter is 100 centimeters. The fraction is 100 over 40. Simplifying by dividing both by 20 gives 5 over 2, which is 2.5. This is a perfectly valid answer. Do not convert it to a decimal or a mixed number unless the question specifically asks you to leave it as 5 over 2. Right. Now let us talk about exam technique and the common mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. I have seen these patterns across thousands of exam scripts, and I want to make sure you do not fall into any of these traps. The first thing I want you to do is memorize the key conversions. These come up constantly, and knowing them instantly saves you time and builds confidence. Here they are. 1/2 equals 0.5 equals 50%. 1/4 equals 0.25 equals 25%. 3/4 equals 0.75 equals 75%. 1/5 equals 0.2 equals 20%. 2/5 equals 0.4 equals 40%. 3/5 equals 0.6 equals 60%. 4/5 equals 0.8 equals 80%. 1/8 equals 0.125 equals 12.5%. 3/8 equals 0.375 equals 37.5%. 5/8 equals 0.625 equals 62.5%. 7/8 equals 0.875 equals 87.5%. 1/10 equals 0.1 equals 10%. 1/100 equals 0.01 equals 1%. Write these on a flashcard, test yourself on them every day, and within a week, they will be automatic. Now, the common mistakes. Mistake number one, confusing percentage, increase and decrease in reverse. Here's the classic trap. A price increases by 20%, then decreases by 20%. Candidates assume this gets you back to the original price. It does not. An increase of 20% multiplies by 1.2. A decrease of 20% then multiplies by 0.8. 1.2 multiplied by 0.8 is 0.96. You end up with 96% of the original, 4% less than you started with. This is a higher tier question that appears regularly, and the only way to get it right is to apply the multipliers in sequence, not to assume they cancel out. Mistake number two, not simplifying fractions. If a question asks you to express one quantity as a fraction of another, or to write a fraction in its simplest form, you must simplify. Leaving the answer as 12 over 48 instead of 1/4 is wrong. Leaving it as 20 over 60 instead of 1/3 is wrong. Always find the highest common factor and divide. If you're not sure of the highest common factor, divide by any common factor repeatedly until you cannot simplify further. Mistake number three. Mixing units. This is extremely common. If you are asked what fraction of 1 kilometer is 250 meters, you cannot write 250 over 1. You must convert 1 kilometer is 1,000 meters, so the fraction is 250 over 1,000, which simplifies to 1/4. Always check that both quantities are in the same unit before writing the fraction. Mistake number four, using the wrong base in percentage change calculations. When calculating percentage change, the formula is change divided by original multiplied by 100. The original value is always the denominator, the starting point. Candidates sometimes use the new value as the denominator, which gives the wrong answer. If a price goes from 80 pounds to 100 pounds, the percentage increase is 20 divided by 80 multiplied by 100, which is 25%. Not 20 divided by 100, which would give 20%. The original is 80, so 80 is the denominator. Mistake number five, misinterpreting the command word. If a question says calculate, you must show all your working. If you just write the answer without any working, you risk getting 0 marks even if the answer is correct, because the examiner cannot award method marks. If a question says write down or state, a brief answer is sufficient. If a question says, show that, you must demonstrate the result step by step. You cannot just confirm the answer is correct. Now let us think about how to approach questions on this topic in the exam. For a 1 mark question, a single correct answer or conversion is all that is needed. For a 2 mark question, you typically need to show one key step of working and give the correct answer. For a 3 mark question, there will usually be a multi-step process. For example, converting a quantity, setting up a fraction, and simplifying. For a 4 or 5 mark question, you might be applying a percentage change, finding the percentage change between two values, or working with fractions in a real-world context. Always show each step clearly, label your working, and double-check by reversing the operation where possible. A useful checking strategy. If you have calculated a percentage increase, check your answer by applying the reverse percentage to get back to the original. If you have converted a fraction to a decimal, convert it back to check. If you have expressed one quantity as a fraction of another, multiply the fraction by the second quantity to check you get the first. Time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one, write down your answer, then press play to hear the correct answer. Ready? Question 1. What is 5/8 as a decimal and as a percentage? Pause now. The answer is 0.625 is a decimal, and 62.5%. Question 2. A television costs 360 pounds. It is reduced by 25%. What is the sale price? Pause now. The multiplier for a 25% decrease is 0.75. 360 multiplied by 0.75 equals 270 pounds. Question 3. After a 40% increase, a salary is £56,000. What was the original salary? Pause now. The multiplier for a 40% increase is 1.4. 56,000 divided by 1.4 equals £40,000. Question 4. Express 35 minutes as a fraction of 3 hours. Give your answer in its simplest form. Pause now. 3 hours is 180 minutes. 35 over 180. The highest common factor of 35 and 180 is 5. Dividing both by 5 gives 7 over 36. Question 5. Convert 0.68 to a fraction in its simplest form. Pause now. 0.68 is 68 over 100. The highest common factor of 68 and 100 is 4. 68 divided by 4 is 17. 100 divided by 4 is 25. The answer is 17 over 25. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you are in great shape. If you struggled with any of them, go back and reread the relevant section of your notes. Then try again. Let us finish with a summary of the most important things to take away from today's session. First, fractions, decimals, and percentages are equivalent representations of the same value. Learn to move fluently between all three forms. Second, to convert a fraction to a decimal, divide the numerator by the denominator. To convert a decimal to a fraction, write it over a power of 10 and simplify. To convert a percentage to a decimal, divide by 100. Third, a percentage means number of parts per hundred. This is a definition examiners sometimes ask you to state, so know it word for word. Fourth, use the multiplier method for all percentage change problems. For an increase of R percent, the multiplier is 1 plus R over 100. For a decrease of R percent, the multiplier is 1 minus R over 100. Fifth, to reverse a percentage change, divide by the multiplier. Do not try to work backwards by finding the percentage of the new value. Sixth, when expressing one quantity as a fraction of another, ensure both quantities are in the same unit. Write the fraction and simplify fully. Seventh, know your key conversions by heart, halves, quarters, eighths, fifths, and tenths in all three forms. That is everything for today's episode on fractions, decimals, and percentages. This is a topic where practice really does make perfect. So work through as many past paper questions as you can, use the multiplier method every time, and always check your answers by reversing the operation. You have got this. Good luck with your revision, and I will see you in the next episode.